Good morning, everyone.
大家早上好。
Good morning.
早上好。
Okay, today we'd like to share with you a little bit from Paul's vision.
今天要跟大家分享有关于保罗的意象。
Actually, it's not just exactly Paul's vision, but this idea of having a vision.
其实也不单是讲保罗的意象，乃是说我们每个人都必须要有意象。
I'd like to share with you maybe in terms of three aspects.
那跟你们分享是三点。
First of all, what that vision has done to Paul.
那就说保罗那个意象呢，怎么样影响到保罗呢？
And then secondly, how that vision has, what that vision has done to us or is continuing to do to us.
那他的意象呢，如何影响我们，或是继续不断
And then how vision will, what vision will do for those that we are leading.
那我们这个意象对我们所领导的人来说有什么意义呢？
Okay, first of all, let us look at Paul.
那首先我们来看看保罗。
I'm sure that we are very familiar with the vision that Paul received on the road to Damascus.
那相信我们都很熟悉保罗在往那个大马色的路上所收到的，所接受的那个意象。
Well, granted, not everyone or not every person in, not every believer has had the same kind of experience that Paul had on the road to Damascus.
虽然每一个信徒呢，不一定就像保罗有这样子的，看到意象的这种方式。
But today I'm talking about a kind of vision where it is God laying on our hearts, letting us know what exactly He wants us to do.
那可是我今天要强调的，就是神给我们什么意象呢？就是说神带领我们，他要我们做的事情是什么呢？
It could be a burden He has laid on our heart.
就是说神给我们心中有什么负担呢？
It could be a conviction He has created in us.
可能上帝给我们有一些责备呢？
In the case of Paul, Paul saw Jesus appear to him.
那所以在保罗的情况之下，他就看到耶稣向他显现。
And on that day, on that same day that he saw Jesus,
就在当日呢，
he actually only knew very little as to what would be happening the rest of his life.
其实他当日看了异象之后呢，他做的事情跟他一生要做的事情好像比起来。不是很多的。
Jesus did not tell him exactly what he was getting into.
因为耶稣没有很清楚告诉他说你正要遇到什么事情 或是要做什么。
I think on that day, Paul was very clear only about two things.
我想在那时候呢，保罗就是很清楚两件事情。
The first thing he was very clear about was who called him.
那很清楚的第一件事情，他知道谁叫了他。
In verse 15, after Paul asked, Lord, who are you?
在第十五节，当保罗问说：“主啊，你是谁？”
And the Lord answered him, "I'm Jesus whom you are persecuting."
然后主就回答说：“我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。”
So Paul knew who it was that called him.
所以保罗很清楚知道是谁在叫他，谁招他。
Secondly, Paul knew what he was being called to do, or what he was being called to achieve.
那保罗也很清楚知道说主耶稣叫他是要叫他做什么事情，
in,
要完成什么。
In verse 18,
在第十八节，
the Lord said, actually starting 17, the Lord said, okay, 18, to open their eyes, that means the Gentiles, to open their eyes and to open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God.
那在第十八节，上帝叫他就是要叫外邦人的眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权下归向神。
Okay, so just two things. One, who was it that sent him? It was Jesus.
所以两件事情，第一件事，到底是谁差遣他？就是耶稣。
Secondly, what was he supposed to do? He was supposed to bring the gospel to the Gentiles.
那第二件事情，他必须要做什么呢？他就是要把福音带给外邦人。
That's about it. That's about all that he knew of what he was going to do.
所以呢，当时他就是很清楚知道这两件事是他要做的。
As to the rest of it, as to the details of everything he was going to encounter,
那其实有关其他的细节呢，他将要面临的事情，
actually he didn't know.
其实他什么都不知道。
Okay, but I think maybe for Paul that was enough.
可是我想对保罗来说，当时知道这两件事情已经足够了。
Just as for many of us, I think it is enough just to know who is it that called us. and what it is he wants us to do.
那所以我相信对我们每个人而言呢，两件事情，我们只要知道两件事情就是足够了，是谁叫我们，他叫我们做什么。
It was Jesus who called him.
所以是耶稣叫他。
And it was to bring the gospel to the Gentiles.
那目的就是要差他去把福音带给外邦人。
Okay, in the days after Damascus,
就在大马色的这个经历之后的几天呢？
Actually, not just days, but years. In the subsequent time after Damascus,
就说之后的时间。
We all know what Paul went through.
那我们都清楚知道保罗经历了什么。
So many, many things he did.
他做了很多的事情。
So many, many experiences, encounters he had.
他也有很多的经历。
And coming to near the end, not quite the end yet, but near the end of his life.
那差不多到他的这个人生的结束的时候。
He was able to say, I was not, or I have not been disobedient to the heavenly vision.
他就能够说我没有违背那从天上来的意象。
Oh, how I wish I could say,One day, I have not been disobedient to the heavenly vision.
那我也很希望说，有一天我也会像保罗这样说，我没有违背那从天上来的意象。
Isn't that the hope of all of us?
这不是我们每个人的期望吗？
That one day we could say with a clear conscience, I have not been disobedient to the vision I received from God.
我们有一天就可以存着一个无愧的良心，可以说我没有违背从上帝来的意象。
For us, in our case,
对我们而言，在我们的情况呢
？Okay, for every one of us, like I say, we haven't all had the same experience as Paul did.
那对我们每个人来说呢，可能我们没有像保罗有这样子特殊的经历。
Maybe few of us have seen the heavens open.
那或许有少数的人有看到天开了。
Maybe few of us have.Audibly heard the voice of God.
那可能有些人说，哎呀，他听到神的声音。
But maybe one way or another, I'm sure one way or another, God has led us in a way that brought us to where we are today.
可是不管怎么样呢，我相信神都带领我们每一个人能够来到今天的这个地步。
And I think it is always keeping in mind that vision or that way that God has called us and led us that will help us keep going.
那什么能够让我们每一天继续往前进呢？就是说，我们每次都想到是谁叫我们，他怎么样的叫我们。
Can we say, can we stay obedient to that heavenly vision?
我们是否可以一直都顺从着上帝给我们这个天上的意象
？And you know, staying obedient to that heavenly vision is not as easy as it sounds.
其实说起来呢，真的是很不容易能够一直忠心在这个天上的意象。
We often, maybe like to comfort ourselves by saying, "Oh, I did obey the heavenly vision."
那有些时候呢，可能我们喜欢自我安慰说，啊，有啊，我有曾经有听从这个从天上来的意象。
Maybe yes, God told me to come to the Philippines, and here I am.
那可能我可以说，哎，上帝叫我来菲律宾，那我现在在这儿了。
Or maybe God told me to go to BSOP, and here I am.
那上帝叫我到飞圣，那我也来了。
Or maybe God called me to be a missionary, and that's what I'm going to be.
那可能上帝叫我要做宣教士，那我将来会做宣教士。
And I'm going to be a minister of the word.
我要做一个传扬神话语的一个人。
Yes, that was the beginning of the vision, and that was actually just the beginning of my obedience.
其实呢，那只不过是我们的意向的开始，也是我们顺服神的一个开始。
Maybe getting here, getting to the Philippines, getting to BSOP is just the beginning of that obedience.
所以或许呢，你来到菲律宾，来到飞圣呢，这个是顺从神的这一条路的一个起步。
And it is not a once and for all thing, you know. I obeyed God. I followed His calling. So I have obeyed already.
所以这个不是一次就完成的事情，好像说啊，我做过了，我听神的话，那我就等于是说完全顺服了。
You understand what I'm saying? It's like one time. Yes, I obeyed. I'm here. That's it.
那你了解我的意思吗？就是说，我们可能对自己说，啊，我曾经有一次这样听话就解决了。
But you know, it's a day-to-day staying obedient to that heavenly vision. That's the difficult part.
其实不容易的一件事情呢，就是每一天，每一天我们要顺服在神的旨意下，要不违背从天上来的意象，这才是困难的。
Maybe right now, we're still in training, we're in BSOP.
可能你现在我们还在接受训练。
Maybe you have already been in ministry and now you are further being trained.
或许曾经有服侍过了，现在你是进修，继续接受训练。
But you know, if you're in the ministry a long time,
可是我们知道说，当如果我们服侍久了。
you know, we have to admit that sometimes we really are stuck in a place where we don't want to be.
我们不能否认说，有时呢，我们就好像被卡在一个我们不喜欢留在那个地方。
Oh, I have to admit to you more than once, I don't know how many times, I'm in a position where I don't want to be.
那我也向你们承认，有不少时候呢，我真的是在一个我不喜欢待的一个地方。
Brother Samuel called me last week to remind me that today I'm coming to BSOP.
那陈威阳牧师他上个礼拜打电话给我，提醒我说这个礼拜你要来飞圣哦。
Yeah, earlier this year, I had a computer that crashed.
那在今年的年初呢，我的电脑就说宕机了。
And so I lost my calendar.
所以我的那个月历不见了。
I did say to Samuel, I think it was last year that today I'm coming to BSOP.
那我想应该是去年吧，我答应说陈牧师说啊，我今天会来飞圣。
But with the crashing of my computer and with the loss of my calendar, that was conveniently forgotten.
那电脑因为坏了嘛，所以月历不见了，所以太好了，我就可以忘记今天的事情。
Actually, I did forget all about it.
其实我You forgot.
Yeah, I did forget about it. 其实我真的
是忘记了。
Until last week when I was reminded that today I was to come.
那直到上个礼拜就说提醒我这个今天我要来。
And I thought, oh no, this really has been a very stressful week for me.
那我想，哎呀，完了，这个礼拜呢，真的是对我来说很有压力。
As I was preparing for what I was going to say today.
所以当我在准备今天要跟大家分享的
呢， I thought to myself, what have I gotten myself into?
我说，哎呀，我到底做什么，怎么给自己这么多的麻烦呢？
What have I gotten myself into? And I thought to myself, this is the first and last time I'm going to do this.
然后就说，哎呀。这是这一次，仅有这一次，最后一次，我不会再这样子了。
I'm not going to speak in chapel in VSOP again.
我说，我不要在飞圣的这个早会讲到了。
It's just too much pressure.
他说，哎呀，压力太大了。
Speaking to a room full of, you know, professors and seminarians and all of these people who have much more experience than, who have, yeah, a lot more experience than I do.
因为在座有很多的老师跟同学呢，有不少人就经验比我多。
You know, in ministry, we often find ourselves to be in places where we would rather be 1,000 other places.
所以在我们的服事的这个生涯当中呢，有些时候呢，我们希望说，哎呀，我如果可以在别的地方就好了，不要处在这个情况之下。
And sometimes we also run into, and of course, coming to BSOP to share is a happy thing, I have to clarify.
那当然我要澄清一下哈，能够来这里分享呢，是很开心的事情。
But it is stressful, nevertheless.
可是不管怎么样，还是压力很大。
But you know, in ministry, sometimes we get into much deeper trouble than this.
那可是，在我们的服事的生活当中呢，有一些时候我们碰到的困难比这个更加严重。
We will meet greater problems than this.
我们会遇见更难的问题。
Than just not wanting to go to BSOP to speak in
chapel. 就比那个不去飞圣的早会讲到更加困难。
And you know, in those times, in the middle of those problems that we have.
就当我们处在那种不愉快的情况之下的时候呢，
Really, I think the only thing that keeps us going is to remember what we're called to do.
所以我想能够帮助我们度过每一天呢，就是我们要记得上帝叫我们来做什么。
Just to remember what we're called to do.
就是要记得上帝叫我们要来做什么。
Many of you know my husband. In fact, I think more of you know my husband much better than you know me.
我想大部分的人都认识我的先生多过认识我。
That's okay.
那没关系的。
Okay, we have been ministering in Malabon, UEC Malabon for over 30 years.
那我们在马兰门侍奉差不多超过30年了。
In those 30 some years,
在这30多年呢，
I don't know if he ever told you this. He probably hasn't.
我不知道他有没有跟你说过，可能没有吧。
But there were many, many times when we received invitation to move somewhere else.
那我们也有好几次呢，就有人邀请我们到别的地方去服事。
Maybe in another church here locally.
可能在菲律宾的另外一间教会。
And in many other places as well.
还有其他的地方。
And all those times, every time, of course, when we have an invitation, we have to consider.
那所以每一次当然呢有人邀请我们我们就必须要慎重考虑。
But at the end of each consideration, my husband always said one thing.
啊，每次考虑之后呢我的先生都会这样说。
He liked to put it this way.
他会这样子说。
He said, the pillar of cloud moved to Malabon and then it stopped there.
他说这个啊，云柱呢就是移动到这个马拉门然后就 停在那里了。
And it's still stopping there.
那现在还在那里咧。
And as long as it doesn't move, we dare not go anywhere else.
所以就说如果这个云柱呢不移动呢我们就不敢搬到别地方去。
And indeed it hasn't moved for all these years.
所以这么多年来呢那个云柱还是在那儿。
You know, for some people, maybe the pillar of clouds move more than they wish it would.
那对其他人来说可能那个云柱呢在你的人生中是常常走来走去的。
And you wish it would stop maybe once in a while.
可能你会想说哎呀可不可以有时停住啊不要换来换去、啊。
But for some people, the pillar of cloud stays in one place for more than 30 years.
可是对某一些人来说呢可能那个云柱呢就停留在一个地方超过30年。
Okay, for us,、are there times when we wish we could be somewhere else?
那对我们来说会不会有一些时候我们希望说哎呀如果在别的地方多好啊。
Or are there times when we are told to go somewhere else, but we wish we could stay in the same place.
或是有些时候呢，已经我们被告知说你必须要到别的地方，然后我们希望说，哎呀，我们留在这里多好啊。
Ultimately, it's still who is it that call us and what it is he asks us to do.
可是最终呢，我们还是要看到底是谁叫了我们，他叫我们做什么。
Many other voices maybe are competing for attention.
可能有很多的声音在那里要希望我们去注意它。
But again, ultimately, it's the Lord who called us.
可是到最后呢，最重要的还是主叫我们。
And so I want to say that that staying obedient to the heavenly vision is not, you know, a one-time thing.
所以呢，我要强调的就是说，我们如果要忠于或是不违背从天上来的意象呢，这个不是一次就完成的。
It's a day-to-day thing, year after year. It's a lifetime thing.
是一个每天要做的一种抉择，然后是每天每年一生要做的。
In fact, it could be as maybe as minor as minute as a minute to minute thing.
甚至可以细到就是每一分钟都要停留来遵照神的旨意。
Where we must remind us all the time, I'm doing this because the Lord has called me to do this.
就说甚至每一分钟我们要提醒自己，我为什么这样做呢？就是因为上帝叫我这样子做。
Today, I would like to share more though.Than what the vision did to Paul and what the vision did to us.
可是我今天要分享呢，不只是说保罗，不是一个意象怎么样影响到保罗，怎么样影响到我们。
I would like to share more on how we lead the people that are under us that we will lead in the future.
我要强调的是我们要怎么样引导上帝托付给我们的那些人。
And I think many people misunderstand this.
那我想呢，有不少人呢，就有了一些误解。
When we lead people, I think the most important thing is the passing on of a vision.
那当我们在引导，在做领导的时候呢，很重要的就是我们要把这个意向传给下一代。
It is the passing on of a vision more than the passing on of skills, the passing on of, you know, an interest, the passing on of these other things.
所以不是要一个技巧的传承或是其他东西的传承。
It's a passing on of a vision.
是要把这个意象传承下去。
Okay, to make that more concrete, let me just share a little bit.
所以我要讲具体一点。
About how let me just use our church's one ministry as an illustration.
那我就用我们教会的某一个事工来做一个例子。
Okay, I have been involved in the junior church for many years.
那我就很多年呢，都是参与在这个少年的教会。
And you know, one of the things we do whenever we try to recruit people to come to junior church.
那我们如果要邀请人来参加这个少年人的教会的时候，
儿童崇拜。You know, in a junior church, you need teachers, you need group leaders, you need song leaders, or whatnot.
那就是说，当我们在招募有一些人可以来帮忙这个儿童崇拜，当 领师啊，做老师啊，还有其他的一些工作。
Oftentimes, how do we go about recruiting volunteers in church?
那一般来说，我们在教会怎么样来去招这个义工呢？
We go around recruiting volunteers like this.
啊，通常我们会这样做。
I would go to somebody and say, "Would you like to be a volunteer in junior church?"
啊，我就会问某一个人说，哎，你愿不愿意在儿童崇拜当一个义工啊？
It's really easy, you know. You have been a teacher for years. I'm sure it's very easy for you.
那我或许就会说，哎呀，你当过老师了，所以对你来说应该是很简单的事情。
You know, we have the materials all laid out for you.
那我们这个教材都有了。
You just have to read it and then just teach it.
那你只要念一念就可以教了。
It wouldn't take you so much preparation time.
不会用太多时间做准备的。
And you have to do this just only once a month.
那还有呢，你每个月只要做一次嘛。
You know, we go to someone and we try to make the ministry or the involvement sound as easy as possible.
所以通常我们去找一个人。我们就希望说把这个事工呢讲的好像很容易做很简单希望他可以加入
The easier, the better, then they would say yes
因为越讲的越轻松呢人家就越愿意说、啊、我要
But you know what? After a while, you end up with a bunch of people and you complain, why do these people not have commitment?
那可是到最后呢你就招聚了一些人然后你就说哎呀这些人怎么都没有尾声呢
Why are these people so uncommitted?
那这些人怎么都不付代价不委身呢、啊、
They only prepare their lesson for a few minutes, you know, they don't want to put in more preparation.
他们就准备那个课程呢就花几分钟也不要花多一点时间。
You know, they come and they go and they are not involved with the kids.
他们就是说来教一教然后就走了根本都没有参与在小朋友的生命里面
Why do you end up with uncommitted people?
我怎么会有一大堆这样子不委身的人呢
Well, because in the first place you try to recruit uncommitted people
因为首先呢就是说你一开始呢你去招人家的时候呢你就找一些不愿意委身的人嘛
In fact, we try to convince them that the commitment was easy
那甚至呢你要说服你还说服他们呢说哎呀不需要那么辛苦的尾声、啊、很简单的了
And so you know what we did in Malabon all these years
所以你知道我们在马拉门、啊、这么多年来我们怎么做呢
When we want to recruit someone
当我们要招人家来参与侍奉
We don't make the commitment sound easy
我们没有把这个尾声的这样子的情况呢讲得太简单了
What we do is lay before them a vision of what we're trying to achieve
那我们反而是跟他分享的意向我们到底想要达到什么样的目标
This is what junior church will do
我们就告诉他说我们的儿童崇拜呢是要这样子的
This is what junior church will impact This is how junior church will impact the children's lives
那我们就也跟他分享说这个儿童崇拜呢怎么样可以带给这些小朋友冲击
You know, sometimes we see how childrencome from you know, all sorts of background and they are being taught and they are being converted in the Lord so all these wonderful things that could happen in junior church
所以我们就会说呢、哎、你看我们的儿童呢是从不同样的背景来可是他们来了学习了神的话他们被神改变了这些是在儿童崇拜里面会发生的事情
How the Lord himself is doing wonderful work in the lives of these children through our junior church ministry
所以跟他分享呢主怎么样透过这个儿童崇拜呢在这些儿童的生命中做奇妙的事情
You see who is it that's calling them? It's God. This is God's ministry.
所以你看到底谁在叫他们参与呢？其实是神，因为这是神的事工。
And what are they to do? These are the things we want to achieve through the Lord is achieving through the junior church ministry.
那他们必须要做什么呢？就跟他分享神透过这个儿童崇拜做成就了一些什么事情。
And you know what? When you share that vision and you say, okay, this is the big.You know, big dream, the big picture of what we're trying to achieve.
所以当我们跟他分享这个梦想呢，或是这个目标，我们想要达到的这个目标。
Not just what we are trying to achieve, but what God has been achieving through.
就是说，不单是我们要做什么，乃是神透过这个儿童崇拜在做什么。
Yeah, that's the first thing. That's the first and foremost thing we want to do to the people that we are recruiting.
所以当我们在招聚人家的时候希望他参与侍奉我们就会跟他分享这个事情
It's the passing on of a vision
就是把这个意向传下去
Okay, and then after that we tell them well, it's really very hard, you know
然后第二件事情呢，我们就会跟他说，哎，这个工作真的是很难哦。
And this is what you're expected to do.
然后我们期待你应该要做一些什么事情。
How you are supposed to be involved in the children's lives.
你要怎么样来参与在这些小朋友的生命里面。
How you have to come early to church, very early in the morning.
你要礼拜天要一大早就来教会了。
And all of the things that are expected of them, maybe in a very detailed way.
那所以很详细告诉他们说对他们的期待是什么。
Okay, and we tell them all this before we have them commit.
所以在他们还没有答应或是委身之前呢，我们就把这些通通都告诉他。
You make it sound as hard as possible.
就尽量让他听起来就哇，真的是很困难的事情。
And you know what? You get people who once they say yes are committed.
那所以呢，后来呢，你招到的一些人呢，就一旦他们答应了，他们是很委身的人。
Because they're not committed to you alone.
因为他们不是向你委身的。
They're committed to a vision.
他们是向一个意向委身的。
They are committed to God.
他们向神委身。
And it makes all the difference, really.
所以这个带来很大的差别。
And you know, sometimes when we recruit, we also have this other approach.
那有些时候我们在招聚人的时候呢，招募人，我们也用这种方法。
Where we beg them into the ministry.
就说我们会求他来加入来帮忙吧。
Could you please, 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 please do this?
他说拜托拜托拜托，你可不可以这样子做呀？
We really do need someone here.
我们真的是很需要某一个有人来帮忙。
Or we have a particular class, we have a particular bunch of kids that are very, very, very difficult.
或是我们有一班啊，这个小朋友啊，真的是很难搞定啊。
And nobody wants that class.
没有人要教这班啊。
But you're good, you know.
可是你真的是太好了。
And you're such a kind person.
哎呦，你是很仁慈的一个人。
Could you please, please, please come and handle this?
那可不可以麻烦你啊？求求你啦，你来帮忙嘛，你来带这班啦。
Okay, what do you end up getting that way?
所以这样结果呢，你得到什么样的人呢？
You get people who might commit, who might say yes.
你会得到一些可能愿意委身的人。
They might say yes, but they are coming in to be saviors, you know.
可是他们可能答应了，可是他们来是以那种救世主的那种态度。
They come to save the ministry.
我要来拯救这个事工。
Because your ministry is, you know, is falling apart, so I'm coming to save this.
因为你的事工快完了，所以我来帮忙来救你们。
No, it's not. They're not there because they're committed to a vision.
他们不是因为对某一个意向委身他们才来的。
They're there because they're committed to their own, I don't know, their own ego or their own desire to be someone of importance.
可能他们是委身于自己的那个自我或是那种啊，我想要做一个重要人物。
And by the same token, sometimes you try to appeal to different parts of a person, you know.
所以有些时候我们就向 某一个人的不同的方面 来求他。
Sometimes we appeal to their interest.
可能我们会说哎呀这跟就说来针对他们的兴趣。
This is something you like to do, you love to do, isn't it?
我们就会说哎你不是对这个事工很有这样子的事工很有兴趣吗
this is something you do well, isn't it?
或是你这种事工你会做得很好不是吗
we appeal to different parts of them rather than trying toPass on a vision.
我们不是把这个意向传给人，我们是根据这个人的他的一些什么优势呢，来请求他来帮忙。
To create a vision in them.
啊，所以我们必须要就说在他们身上让他们有意向。
This is something I think I myself personally have learned in years of ministry.
那我服侍那么多年呢，这是我自己学到的一个功课。
How do we lead people in such a way that they will, they will be more highly committed?
所以我们要怎么样引导人呢，让他们对会更加的有委身。
Not just to a ministry, but I'm talking about higher commitment to the Lord.
不是说单位对着某一个事工的委身，乃是对主更加委身。
And I have found that it's not by saying to them, "Oh, it's easy. It's very simple."
我发现呢，不是因着借着我们跟他说，哎呀，太简单了，很容易做的啦。
I find sometimes it is by telling them, "It's not easy, but this is what the Lord is trying to achieve."
我想呢
is going to achieve.
我学习呢，就是要跟他们说，哎呀，不简单的，很难的。 可是这是我神要我们做的，或是神已经在做的事情。
That way you get people that even though they may run into trouble, they may have difficulties, they stay committed.
所以这样子的话，你招聚的人呢，就是说，就算他们碰到困难或是挑战呢，他们还是仍然委身于这个意向。
Some people have said UECM is a strange church.
有些人说我们的教会是个奇怪的教会。
We are strange because we have started many kind of strange ministries.
奇怪的教会，因为我们开始了有一些奇怪的事工。
We have done things that I don't know by God's grace. Other churches have not.Maybe have not tried, have not thought about.
可能我们做了一些事工，也是因为神的恩典呢，是别的教会没有尝试过的，或是没做过的。
One of them, I'm sure you are very familiar with.
我相信有一个事工是你们很熟悉的。
That is, we invite the China students over to our church and we eat a lot of food, right?
就是说，我们邀请从中国来的同学呢，来我们教会，我们常吃很多的东西。
Well, this is one of those things that.You have to let the church leaders see a vision.
所以就是这样子的事工呢，我们就必须要让教会的这些领袖看到一个意向。
Church leaders are often narrow in their perception.
可能教会的领袖呢，有不少时候他们的那个看事情是很狭窄的。
What good is it that we are spending church resources on a bunch of China students?
就会想说，哎呀，我们花那么多资源在这些中国来的学生有什么用呢？
They're not going to become our members.
他们又不会成为我们的会员。
Our members will not grow because of them.
不会因着他们，我们的教会就会增长。
They're going back to China, aren't they?
然后他们不是要回到中国吗？
What good is it?
那所以到底有什么好处呢？
No, they come. I guess you have to let them see a different perspective.
所以我想呢，要让他们从另外一个角度来看事情。
The perspective of God's kingdom.
就是从神的国度的角度来看事情。
The perspective of how, as a church, we actually are participating in the great harvest field of China by investing in their future leaders.
就是让他们有这个国度的眼光，就是当我们投资在中国的这些学生，我们也参与在整个中国的这样子的收割的这样子的石缝里面。
But don't worry, you're not just our investment.
可是你们不要担心，你们不是我们投资的对象。
We are also very happy to have you over to our church and we share.
我们当然也很开心你们来我们的教会，然后我们彼此分享。
We share, don't we, on Mid-Autumn Festival and on Chinese New Year?
就中秋节啦，春节啦，我们有交流。
We are happy to be ministering to another part of Christ's body, and which is the part from China.
那我们很开心有这样子的福分，能够服侍基督的身体的另外一部分，那这一部分是从中国来的。
It's the passing on of a vision. What are we doing here, or what is God doing here?
所以是要把我们的意向来传下去。到底神在这里做什么？神要我们做什么
？We have started a seniors activity center.
我们也开始了一个老人家。长者的活动中心。
And that's also something very different.
那是非常不一样的。
Many other churches have fellowships for older people.
那其他的教会他们可能也有这样子的团契，为长者开了团契。
Ours is not a fellowship.
我们的不是团契。
It's just a place, basically.
就只不过是一个地方。
It's a place where the elderly people go and just hang around.
就是说提供一个地方给老人家可以来在那边待着。
That's basically just what they do. They hang around.
他们就是来啊，来到教会就在那里待着嘛。
But you know, the more they hang around and the more they have, you know, Christian friends.
就是可是你知道当他们常常来的时候又交了很多基督徒的朋友。
We are being able to minister to them with Christ's love.
我们也能够借着用基督的爱来服侍他们。
We have started a Kairos Homeschool Academy in the past 2 years.
我们在过去两年也开始了这个 Kairos 的在家里学习的这样子的教育啊。
Yeah, it's a ministry that helps homeschooling families to be able to teach their children at home.
这是等于是帮助一些家长他们在家里面教导孩子的时候怎么样教导孩子。
Again, that's a first, and nobody has done it.
我想这个是第一次吧，没有别的教会有这样做。
I don't know how that came about.
我也不知道怎么会这样子发生，有这样子的侍奉。
Well, the Lord just laid it on the heart of the leadership of the church.
反正神就是把这样子的负担放在教会的领袖的心中。
The Lord laid something on the leadership of the church, and the tendency is for people to go, "No, it's never been done. It cannot be done."
那所以当上帝给有教会的领袖这样的负担的时候呢，啊，我们就会有这样的倾向说，啊，没有人做过吧，这个从来没做过的。
It cannot be done.
所以也好像搞
行不通的，
行不通。
And you know, it's ultimately it's coming to terms with the fact that the Lord calls us to do this, and I guess it can be done. It has to be able to be done.
所以到最终呢，我们还是要说，是神叫我们的话呢，就一定会成功的。
So in very simple terms today, I hope I have shared with you.
所以希望今天这么简单的分享。
That it's the vision that keeps us going.
就是说意向能够使我们继续往前走。
It's a heavenly vision. We know who it is that's calling us.
是从天上来的意向，因为我们知道是谁叫了我们。
And we know that he himself is going to see that this work is done.
然后是他本身会成就他给我们的意向。
In the process, he is calling us to be obedient to that.
那在这个整个过程当中呢，他就是叫我们，要求我们要顺服他的意向。
In the way that Paul has been obedient to that vision,
就像保罗他这样子的顺从神给他的意向。
Today we pray that we remain obedient to that vision.
那所以今天呢，我也祈祷祷告说，我们每个人都能够。顺从从天上来的意象。
And in the same way, we want to lead the people under us by passing on a vision.
同样的，我们要领导在我们下面的这些人呢，也是借着传递这个意象。
The rest, you know, the interest, the skills, and all of that will come if they only catch the vision.
所以呢，其他部分呢，就好比他们的技巧了，他们的兴趣呢。会跟着来，可是最主要的，他们必须要看到这个意象。
Okay, so that's my sharing for today. Let us go to the Lord in prayer.
所以这是我今天要分享的，我们一起来到神面前，我们来祷告。亲爱的天父，谢谢你，因为是你创造了我们，是你拯救了我们，也是你呼召我们来服侍你。主啊，求你帮助我们每个人能够清楚是你叫我们，还有你叫我们做什么，也赐给我们有一颗顺服的心，每一天都能够为你所叫我们的为你还有你的意向而活，让我们能够做一个忠心良善的仆人。 Dear God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for creating us, for saving us, for calling us to serve you, and we pray that you will continue to help us to know that you are the one who called us, you are the one who gave us the visionAnd you have something for us to do. Help us to be obedient throughout our lives, that we will be good and faithful servants. In Jesus' name we pray. 奉主耶稣的名祷告。